And now, I hate to quote so much from these heretics, but as Frank knows, we are collecting heretics and sisters. I can clear this with Sister Nirmala. And the sooner the better. Any heresies, this is just one heresy. Any heresy, any which is, well, an error. And taught by those who still claim to be Catholics. Sisters, you would do not just me, but many people a great service, because I am at orders, I'm under orders of the Holy See to write a summa, I told you. And the summa of St. Thomas is 80% quoting heretics and answering those heretics. 80%. And that, sisters, was in the 13th century. This is the 20th century. The end of the 20th century. And three things, sisters. Be sure that you quote the exact words. Okay? Secondly, who, the name of the person behind those words. And thirdly, where this was either said or written. Am I clear? I'm collecting heresies.
They say someone wants to see you, Father.
Yes. Yes, some of these bugs are very affectionate. Sisters, am I clear? And get preached too, because this is, I repeat, are the directives of the Holy See to provide a summa for Catholic seminaries throughout the world. My plan is to first write it in English, then translate it into Latin, and then make available whoever can read Latin, because, sisters, the most, shall I say, harmful benefit, what a word, most harmful effect of the vernacular is not in the liturgy, it is in theology. How many good Catholic Orthodox books can you find in English or in German or in French? Where? And the seminarians are to use books in their own language. They use whatever books you can get. No words of mine can begin to make clear how deep is the crisis in the Catholic Church. That is why the Holy See, I've said now, I think three times, has told me, ordered me, to teach the missionaries of charity. And this is not reluctant obedience. I'm happy to be here. And God has sisters. I said this before. You are a miraculous community. But you must understand your faith. Otherwise, and as you know, there have been missionaries of charity who have been seduced by error. Do you know that? Okay. No. Pardon me. Now, here is how they explain it. In the early church, there existed a plurality of church organizations. Some churches were ruled by a committee or by a council of lay elders. Others were ruled by prophets and teachers. Still others ruled by traveling apostles. Now, depending on the kind of authority they had, the theology of the early church would demand that whoever presides over the community also presides over the Eucharist. Would not have to be ordained. One would assume that the person presiding over the community has arrived at his leadership position because of leadership qualities. The presider would be the one whom the people have recognized as having the competence to be a good liturgist, an effective preacher, and excel enabling all the pastoral ministries of the community. Such a Eucharistic presider would be ordained to call together a community, to continue building a community, and then to celebrate it. But notice the ordination would not be done or have to be done by a bishop. At the same time, the presider could be either a man or a woman. And would be a unifying symbol, reconcile the members of the community to God. He or she would bring order and harmony into the community. Finally, he or she would represent the larger institutional church. Despite its human frailty, the institutional church is a visible sacrament of God's saving grace for all humankind. They never say mankind, it's humankind. Neither the Eucharist nor its presider ever become the property of the community. In the immediate future, as priests die, the future presiders will have to come from the community's leaders, male or female, married or single, and then presiding over the Eucharist will always remain one among many shared ministries in the community. What's left of the Catholic Church? Nothing. And it's being widely taught, and sisters in seminaries. Do you hear me?